when we went through the gates to get into Bethlehem and realizing that this is how people are being kept into certain areas, the Palestinians, it just struck me as being so wrong. Here we have this sacred space of what we say where Jesus came, was born in this area, and now it's all completely surrounded by cement walls and gates. We didn't go through too many of those experiences, but as we drove down, even down the highways, and saw the cement walls, they knew that the Palestinians have to be within those areas or have their papers as to why they can be out. It really came home to me that how we human beings do try to control others in no matter be the space they live or be their lives or whatever, and how inhuman that really is. I think also one of my experiences there of really walking in the area of Capernaum and seeing, you know, how it is kept to be a real peace area. And it's in the Franciscan priests and groups that have charge of this area now. And it was due to some people that bought up the area, as I understand, and said it is to be kept as it was, that it is the holy area that it is. It's not commercialized like other spots very often have been. I think also walking the walk of the way of the cross. I know it's not the same building areas that Jesus walked, but knowing that he had walked there and what he had done for us, I really had quite a God experience of that. A couple of people had to help me walk for part of it because I needed others.